It was our first ever Women in Ag tour, and we had 64 ladies from 16 of the 17 cotton-producing states, and it may have been our best tour. The ladies had all kind of questions. We did a social media class where we've asked the ladies to get involved and help promote cotton.
He explains why they chose to conduct a tour with all women.
We had some of our board members who are our ladies. Deborah Barrett from Texas had been promoting, and we had two or three of our sponsors. John Freed with Syngenta had also promoted the Women in Ag Tour, and we think it's a great time to do it because the cotton market where it is today and all the commodity markets are low, and we need to promote cotton more and more, and the women buy it, and so why not let the women promote it?
And Bain said the tour was an eye-opening experience for many of the ladies.
I've gotten so many emails and phone calls of how great the tour was. They wish that every cotton producer and wives could go and enjoy the tour. And the best way for them to see where their research dollars are going, it is the research and promotion program. The Cotton Board collects the money. Cotton Incorporated does the research. It's to take them on these tours.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.